It's Helping Hand, weekly feature HPR1 stations and online at hawaiipublicradio.org on Friday afternoons, an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people who have disabilities and others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, Parkinson's disease via the Hawaii Parkinson Association. There are a lot of ways to support them, including participating or volunteering at the walk that's happening Sunday, September 16th, Magic Island. We're going to hear about the event, their need for trial and study volunteers and drug research, support groups, and the ways that people can contribute to these. Our returning guest, Jerry Boster, who's president of the Hawaii Parkinson Association, and a new guest, Lindsay Sutton, Hawaii Parkinson Association secretary, head of their exercise committee. Thank you guys for doing this.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
I guess let's start by including as many folks in our conversation as possible. How about a summary about Parkinson's disease?
Sure. Recently, there was an article came out of University of Rochester by a couple of PhDs, talked about Parkinson's, and they're calling it the next pandemic. Pandemic normally are infectious diseases. Parkinson's is not infectious, but the number of people being diagnosed with Parkinson's is increasing like a pandemic because of the aging population, the better diagnostic tools, and the better education that we're getting out there. And Parkinson's is a condition for the aged. It also strikes the young. I was a young onset. That means I was under 50, but they now have one on record that was a baby of two. And what Parkinson's is, it's a degenerative neurological condition where the body stops producing enough dopamine. We have a saying, it says, if you've met one Parkinson patient, you've met one Parkinson patient. And that really means that each person's condition is unique. But we have some typical motor symptoms and non-motor symptoms. And I'll start kind of with myself. When I was diagnosed 5 years ago, I was having what we call resting tremors. The left arm and hand are shaking kind of like they are now because I'm just sitting around. Some rigidity, slowness of movement. I was walking slow, and almost 25 years, wife and I had been married. I always outwalked her, and all of a sudden, she's outwalking me. And all of a sudden, now I'm stooping. And these are all symptoms. A couple other ones, falls, abnormal gait, masked face, and freezing if you have trouble moving. But there's also some non-motor things, temperature regulation, vivid dreams, constipation, hallucination. Start having a loss of smell and taste. One that we talk about quite a bit, you lose your voice almost. You become very soft-spoken. And so we have a program called Big and Loud to help you get that back. And as time goes along, they do typically get worse. But what we're finding is with some of the treatment regimes, especially the exercises and the advances in medications, they're slowing down the symptoms. They're not slowing the actual progression of the condition, but they are slowing down the impact of the symptoms. And that's one of the challenges because there's no test. They've got a couple in testing, and they've got some promising results on smells and proteins and things like that, but they're still all in testing, mainly in Europe. Huntington's disease is related to Parkinson's, and they found a medication that they're injecting straight into the spine, and it is slowing down Huntington's. And Parkinson's is tag-teamed on that, and we're in phase one. And they think they're getting closer to the cause, and if they can find the cause, they might be able to find a cure.
Jerry served in the service. He was in the Navy. There is this pattern, right, where a lot of folks who had been in different branches of the service, they have some link through having Parkinson's.
That's right. And there's three general conditions that have linkages to Parkinson's. One is heredity. Second one is traumatic brain injury. And we're seeing a lot of that out of the soldiers and sailors and airmen that have been in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then the third one is related to chemicals, especially pesticides.
Right.
The thinking now is you've got a mutated gene, and once you get that mutated gene, it all comes together. How you get it is different, whether it's heredity or an external factor. It's kind of interesting over in just a year that research is advancing that quickly that
right.
They're now thinking once you got that mutated gene, it doesn't matter how you got it. It's kind of all the same.
There are a number of things that you guys can do in addition to drugs, which is exercise. Lindsay, if you can talk a little bit about some of the services that you guys offer and dial in on that.
Absolutely. There is no substitute for exercise and what the benefits are from exercising, whether it is walking, moving around in your house, yoga, tai chi, boxing. Through the Hawaii Parkinson's Association, we do a lot of supporting of programs, especially right now through the YMCAs. And so on island, we have Parkinson's classes at all the YMCA branches. We also have classes on the island of Hawaii, on Kauai and Maui, and then additional support group classes led by support group leaders that are volunteers themselves. And then they go ahead and work with the community to find exercise teachers, instructors. And so we partner with different organizations to really get that information up on our website and out there, as well as then invite people to come to talk at the support groups about the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and overall healthy lifestyles.
Is this also a way you guys are asking for people who would be appropriate to come and speak and participate?
Absolutely. We would love to hear from anybody interested in sharing their knowledge about Parkinson's in their profession and their specialties.
And are there costs for people to participate in any of those from you guys?
In the support groups? No.
Well, there is for the YMCA. The YMCA has their own participant costs, but anything that is sponsored by the Hawaii Parkinson Association, we make those free.
And explain the importance of your need for trial and study volunteers.
When we talk about treatment of Parkinson's, we really mean two things. It's exercises and drugs. All these drugs have to be tested during clinical trials. And the one single point of failure is volunteers. 80% of drug trials are delayed because of lack of volunteers to participate, both people with Parkinson's and they need people without.
Oh, like a control group or whatever they
exactly.
call it.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And 33% of trials never get off the ground for lack of volunteers.
So you're saying a lot of people listening who could really be helpful to this, who just would volunteer to be in the control groups.
Correct. Two different types of trials. One is observational, one is interventional. Interventional is your drug stuff. But then, like you said, they also need people to be controls where they take placebos. And there's all sorts of different types of studies that most of these ones don't have anything to do with drugs. And so volunteers is just a huge piece of this.
A way that they raise awareness for all of these activities as well as raise funds is the walk that happens every year. Sunday, September 16th, it's 9 to noon at Ala Moana Beach Park.
We've got a huge resource area with information, doctors, and if you come out to the walk, it says walk, but it's not required. If you want to come out and just find out more information, because recently I've been getting a spate of phone calls of people that have been diagnosed in the last year, and they're getting out of the denial stages, and they're looking for information. Just as much as we were talking about for trials, volunteers are a huge piece for us. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're trying to find volunteers to revitalize our deep brain stimulation support group. If somebody would like to come out and help us out and has worked around deep brain stimulation devices, we'd love to have you. A lot of our support groups, a couple of them are going really well, but a couple of them can use more people. And we know there's more people that are diagnosed all the time, so we'd love to have you come out to the support groups.
And what we do know, and as a social science researcher, what I know, is that when we lose connections within ourselves and to other people, that's really when we start to experience some of the major side effects and symptoms. And in Parkinson's, those secondary side effects include things like depression, anxiety, and overstress. And that's where the exercise component comes in. But not all exercise is created equal. There have been recently about 4 studies on yoga that have come out and said as a full body, whole body, and whole being exercise program, yoga has a lot of benefits to offer. A meditation style used in yoga called yoga nidra has shown to help boost production of the really feel-good neurotransmitters, GABA, serotonin, and most importantly for Parkinson's, dopamine.
We're trying to shift from a pull philosophy where you have to pull information to a push philosophy. We're going to put together a new patient welcome
kit, kind of
kit thing, yeah, with a bunch of different information in it. Because the quicker you get educated and start getting into the support groups and start getting into the exercise, start getting on the medications and get your medications worked out, the better you are, the quicker you can get treated.
Right. We're also wanting to reach out and ask for volunteers to come also teach exercise classes in any form. And we have in-house training that we can offer for free to teach people more about working with the Parkinson's population.
Here's how to get involved. ParkinsonsHawaii.org, 800-4-PD-INFO, and that reaches the National Parkinson's Office. And then the local number is 808-219-8874, info@ParkinsonsHawaii.org. Full interview, the radio feature, all of our previous Helping Hand guests, all of their contact information as well at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.
For the patients themselves, especially the newly diagnosed, you are not alone. Let us try to help you and understand so it would make your life easier. But you are not alone.
It's Jerry Boster. He's president of the Hawaii Parkinson Association and was joined by Lindsay Sutton, Hawaii Parkinson Association secretary. head of their exercise committee. They'll be there Sunday, September 16th, Magic Island, Ala Moana Beach Park in Honolulu for the walk and the fundraising event. On behalf of all the folks that you guys are helping out and yet to help out, thanks for doing what you're doing. Huge honor to have you back on Helping Hand, and I'm wishing you a whole bunch of success in the future, man.
And thanks very much for having us, Dave. We appreciate the opportunity, and you've been a fantastic host and supporter.
Thanks, Dave.